we did not stop. You know, we had certain events that canceled, but we kept a majority of our staff on.
When the pandemic hit last year, Keenan Center development manager Parrish Gibbons Herzog knew the facility had to adapt. So Herzog expedited plans for in-house video production.
I myself, as a staff member, learned how to create videos, edit videos, do online streaming, work with equipment that was more than just my phone, you know.
With some grant funding, Herzog says the Keenan Center was able to acquire improved cameras, speakers, and lights early on into the pandemic that allowed for an immediate transition into high-quality virtual programming.
Whenever there's an exhibit, I go through and I do a virtual tour. I've been doing that for a year now throughout COVID, and we continue to do it with our current exhibits because we recognize that it makes the Keenan Center more accessible to everyone.
In addition to virtual tours, a music series called Coffee with Keenan was launched.
We were still able to pay and support musicians through an online live stream.
Typically, a summer at the Keenan Center would include youth summer programming. That wasn't a possibility with COVID. Herzog says that's when they launched their CARE kits,
which was an acronym for Keenan Arts Recreation Education Kits. Kind of worked out nicely. But those kits included a bunch of activities that families could do together at home. So we were finding ways to still, instead of just online and virtual opportunities, do more physical things as well in a safe way to ensure that our community still had access to those three things: arts, education, and recreation.
Now, one summer later, Herzog says the Keenan Center is seeing support now more than ever.
We hit numbers that we have never hit before at the Keenan Center. We had our highest annual appeal that just closed 2 months ago because we kept on everybody's radar throughout the past year.
So what's next for the Keenan Center? Herzog envisions expanded recreational outdoor activities and a continuation of what they've done in the past.
So we're excited to continue to give artists opportunities on our campus that can't be canceled is really the name of the game these days, is that we're planning things that if another pandemic or something else came, they can't cancel it.
More information on upcoming events can be found at KeenanCenter.org. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.